The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you could no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position as steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I remove from the stewardship, may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. And to another he said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. The master commended that dishonored steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Yesterday was my day off, so I decided to do a little shopping yesterday. And I have to admit, I'm not much of a shopper. I get really impatient. But my goal was to go to Costco, right? Now, Costco can test your patience, can't you? Can it? Just finding a parking spot is a miracle in itself. But a very kind gentleman after Mass a couple weeks ago gave Father Andrew and I some gift cards for Costco, so I said, let me go and buy a few things. So I was down in Torrance, where I grew up with my dad, and it's amazing, when you go in Costco, all of a sudden you need stuff you never needed, know that you needed, right? And you want to buy everything. But I had my list of what we needed here in the rectory, but let me tell you, the temptation was real to buy stuff that I didn't need, that Father Andrew didn't need. But my dad kept me on track, and you know, we even had enough money left over to get that $1.50 hot dog combo, right? That's amazing. But we all face temptation. And it's very easy for us to squander things, to waste time, to not use our God-given talents or gifts, or, you know, to have something in front of us that God is asking us to be a good steward of, and we neglect that. And Jesus is challenging us and reminding us in this beautiful gospel this morning. He's telling all of us, God has blessed us abundantly, every single one of us, with the gift of our life, the gift of time. The fact that we're able to get up today and come to church is a blessing, is it not? There's so many people who are homebound, so many who are sick. We look at the violence going on right now in the Middle East. So, my friends, we are so very blessed with the gift of another day. And Jesus is telling us to be prudent with your time, to get to work, and to do good things in the name of Jesus Christ. So let's look in our hearts right now in our lives and ask ourselves, where have we been wasting time? For many of us, maybe it's we're on the internet too much with our cell phone. You know, maybe we're wasting time. Maybe we're not the best at work. You know, maybe we squander our work time when we should be working. We're doing other things. So let's look at one area of our life that we could do better and ask ourselves, where am I wasting time? And how can I utilize my time better?